Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. It's our live local interview, and Alex Thorne and Lisa Bush from the Sitka Sound Science Center and Whale Fest are here to talk about Whale Fest coming up in 6 or 7 days, right?
Yes.
Are you all set? Are you ready to go?
As ready as we can be.
So much going on with this event. What's the theme this year?
The theme this year, I'm really excited about it, is curious creatures. So we're going to explore some of the lesser known creatures of our oceans, ones that could inspire fairy tales and horror film characters. Then we'll wrap up with the strange new worlds that we're finding in our oceans through new technologies and changes in the environment.
And quite a variety of speakers and things happening for Whale Fest. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that's probably one of the most exciting things for me this year for the symposium is that there's such an array of speakers on various topics and various styles. They're all very different in how they communicate what they do. And then we've got just a litany of different events throughout the 4 days.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, Lisa, go ahead.
Yeah, so some of the topics are seahorses and lampreys, squid, zombie crab. We have Nick Pyonson from the Smithsonian, and Casey Clark is going to be talking about walrus from the University of Alaska. Leslie, who's talking about Leslie's last name, Machigi.
Yes.
She is from Birch Aquarium down at Scripps. We have Hans Thurwissen from the Netherlands, who's now working in Ohio. He studies whale sort of paleontology and anatomy and physiology.
Yes.
And anyway, I feel like it's a really good array of people from lots of different places in the country and prestigious locations. Ben Burford's talking about squid. He's at Stanford. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. Every year, you know, I think, oh, this is the best lineup ever. But this year, I think it really is the best lineup ever.
It's a lot of work, I'm sure, to coordinate so many people coming to Sitka and all of the different events and speakers. But people really look forward to it every year. And I just wonder if you could speak a little bit to why Whale Fest has stuck around and why it's important to the community.
Well, I don't know if I can speak for the community, but from the Sitka Sound Science perspective, So our mission is science research and science education. Everything we do relates to those two things. And I feel like the Whale Fest is kind of the ultimate science education experience. It is meant to be a community-wide celebration of the marine environment. And I think one of the sort of unsung heroes of science is fun. Science is supposed to be fun, and fun can be super engaging. So from the Science Center perspective, in a lot of ways, we are trying to create a culture of science in our community. And it's not hard to do in Sitka because people are so interested in the world around them and so interested in science. I mean, as a community, we depend culturally, economically, recreationally on the outside world. I mean, so many of us live here because we like the marine environment. Mm-hmm. We like to be outdoors, whether it's hunting or fishing or collecting berries and hiking and things like that. And science connects so well to those things. It's another way of understanding the world around us. So in terms of creating a culture of science, what that means to me anyway is that people think, not that everybody has to be a scientist. I'm not a scientist. I was a science major in college. But that people get the idea of thinking critically, validating information, problem solving, those kinds of things, and take those skills and scientific processes into their everyday lives and apply it to politics and economics and daily decisions you make about your life. And to me, Whale Fest is really sort of the ultimate in helping to create that culture of science.
And as you said, a lot of events. Some of those events involve getting out in that marine wildlife and seeing whales, for example. So you do have a couple of cruises, right, coming up as a part of the Whale Fest?
Yes, on Saturday, November 3rd, and Sunday, November 4th, at 8:45 in the morning, we will have our wildlife cruises, mm-hmm. which are always so much fun. Bubble net feeding from the whales and the various birds that you see around here. It's just, you never know. We can't plan what you're going to see. And then we also have scientists on each of those cruises from our speakers that mm-hmm. are going to be able to talk to what you're seeing and maybe how it relates to what they've been working on. So it's a nice twist to, you know, just, they're beautiful going out on your boat with your friends, but an added component of explanation of what's going on.
Yeah, and just to throw in, Allen Marine donates a part of the cost of that, and so mm-hmm. those are fundraisers for us as well.
So, again, a lot of speakers. Anybody you're particularly excited about listening to or learning more from?
Oh, you know, as I've talked to all of them and worked with all of them, I've gotten excited for different reasons about each of them. I think one of the ones that's most curious to me is the lamprey eel. Really never knew much about them. And Ralph Lampman is so enthusiastic about them. And one of the other ones is the Steller's sea cow. I knew nothing about that mm-hmm. originally. And it's an extinct species, but mm-hmm. it was known to be part of where mermaids came from, the idea of mermaids. So,
and Nick Pyonson.
Yes, Nick Pyonson will be talking about that. And I'm just so excited to learn more about it.
I think also just something to bring up is kind of Alex's own experience. So Alex moved here, is it fair to say, with the Coast Guard?
Sure. And it's officially a year now.
Yeah. So maybe just tell a little bit about your own experience with Whale Fest.
I had found it before I ever got here and was really interested, thought it was, wow, someone wants to make this fun and bring it to everybody. And I had no idea until I got into this how many events and different things there are. Like, you have the symposium and the talks, and you can go to one, you can go to all of them, you can however you want. Then there's Maritime Grind, and there's the family concert and film fest, just something for everybody. The marketplace and cafe, if you prefer to shop and just kind of hang around mm-hmm. and watch everybody. Just, it's so great. There are so many things.
Yeah, and I would also just like to point out that the science symposium is kind of part. I mean, it's the spine, I would say, of the event. Mm-hmm. I think if you're thinking to yourself, "Well, I'm not a science person. I'm not going to go to that." The scientists are selected in part because they are speakers who can appeal to a much broader audience than just someone who thinks they're interested in science or a scientist. They get a little bit of training about science communication as part of Whale Fest, and the talks are meant to be for everyone. So give it a try if you have never been to a Whale Fest talk before. I would call these kind of science talks light. They're meant to be, you know, interesting, engaging for you, the general audience.
Well, you've certainly piqued my interest with the history of where the mermaid came from. Very curious about that. Is there anything else you'd like to touch on before we sign off this morning?
I would like to say thank you in advance. Whale Fest is a massive community event. It's a volunteer event. So lots of people are volunteering. Lots of entities have gotten engaged, businesses, organizations that are helping put on the events and dovetailing the grind. The Maritime Grind is Friday night. That's a good example of, you know, another organization that is dovetailing with Sitka Whale Fest, and I'm just incredibly grateful for that.
I echo the same. As a first year person coordinating this, I have been blown away by the support of the community, the businesses, and just the love for the event, and it could not be done without them. If you haven't signed up, you can still do it online. That will stop as of Sunday, and then you will have to get tickets from Old Harbor Books or at the door.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've been speaking with Lisa Bush, the executive director of Sitka Sound Science Center, and Alex Thorne, the director of Whale Fest. Whale Fest is coming up November 1st through 4th. Many of the events in the symposium at Harrigan Centennial Hall. SitkaWhaleFest.org to find out more information. You can get your tickets there until Sunday or at Old Harbor Books or at the door. Thanks again.
Thank you.